With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Russian President Vladimir Putin says he prefers Kamala Harris for U.S. president because he wants the Biden administration to continue and because she, quote, laughs so expressively and infectiously that it means everything is fine with her, end quote. Putin smirked as he made his comments at the Eastern Economic Forum. The homes of high-ranking New York City officials are raided.
According to people familiar with the FBI activity, electronic devices were taken from the homes of New York City's first deputy mayor, Sheena Wright, police commissioner, Edward Caban, along with the deputy mayor for public safety and a mayoral advisor. Mayor Eric Adams, a former police captain, has denied any wrongdoing by him or his inner circle and vows to cooperate and turn over information requested. The first-term Democrat's also been subpoenaed and had his electronic devices seized in November. One source suggested it had to do with overseas campaign funding. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Also at SRNnews.com, Louisiana Governor Jeff Landry is speaking out after a 13-year-old girl was kidnapped and raped in suburban New Orleans by an illegal immigrant. Landry said Diego Rodriguez Salvador should never have been in the state. A new study draws a link between vision impairment and dementia.
A new study from Johns Hopkins University School of Public Health concludes nearly one in five dementia cases could be associated with some form of vision impairment. The most well-known form of dementia is Alzheimer's disease, but the CDC notes dementia refers to a wide range of impairments to one's ability to recall, think, or make decisions. The new study offers hope that better eye health could be one way to lower the diagnosis rate. Bob Agner reporting.
This is SRN News. Another battle over transgenderism in schools.
Parents of students at Spanish Springs High in Sparks, Nevada are protesting a policy of allowing boys to use the girls' locker rooms and bathrooms. At a recent school board meeting, moms and dads said their daughters don't feel safe undressing and showering around boys. School officials say if girls are uncomfortable, they'll just have to change somewhere else. Meanwhile, a growing number of other states are barring boys from using girls' facilities at school. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Iran's foreign ministry has summoned the Australian ambassador over the publication of photos from a celebration in the embassy to mark Australia's LGBT National Pride Day on September 1st. The ministry condemned the photos on social media as insulting and contrary to Iranian and Islamic culture. Australian Ambassador Ian McConville responded, saying the country had not insulted Iran or its culture. This is SRN News. The chief executive officers of Kroger and Albertsons present their case in court for what could be the largest grocery chain merger in U.S. history. Correspondent Jeremy House reports.
Kroger CEO Rodney McMullen and Albertsons CEO Vivek Sankaran have insisted that merging would allow the two supermarket companies to lower prices and more effectively compete with retail giants like Walmart and Amazon. The Federal Trade Commission is seeking a preliminary injunction to block the $24.6 billion deal. The commission and labor union leaders allege the merger would eliminate competition, lead to a decline in workers' wages and benefits, and raise grocery prices for consumers. Jeremy House reporting.
LL Flooring is announcing the closure of its 200 remaining stores across the country. The news comes after the company, formerly known as Lumber Liquidators, filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy last month. More details at srnnews.com.